So first off, totes my goats, guy, girl, or as yet undetermined?
Definitely male.
All right. And the goat head, I understand it only cost about $60. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And where did you get it?
We started searching around on the internet, like you do, and Amazon.
All right. So what did you do with, was it $40 left over out of a $100 budget?
We actually had to buy those work gloves, of course, and the shirts. He has three shirts, and they're different colors, and they are all custom airbrushed by a local artist.
Going into the goals for Totes My Goats versus maybe the outcomes, first off, goats are known for eating anything. Does that send kind of a mixed message about recycling?
Not necessarily. The concept of Totes My Goats is mostly centered around Niagara Falls and an animal that's pretty much synonymous with Niagara Falls, such as a goat in Goat Island. So even though it's a popular phrase and, you know, people might associate it with other things, that was our goal there.
There are some varying reports, one saying that the Totes Initiative was designed to get kids and parents to recycle. Another has you saying that the target is millennials. So who is your key demographic with Totes?
Well, of course, people who start getting engaged in household activities usually are around middle school and high school. So we would like to focus on them so they can carry that into their future as adults.
I know it's only been a day, but so far, how is that target demographic responding, those kids?
You know, what's funny is, I mean, we really released this to the public, and people who are on Facebook or people who are tweeting, there's been a varied age group who have been responding. But when I think we have the video completed and we are able to show that in schools, we will be able to focus on that market.
So with that video that I understand is coming out in early November, do we have any previews, what it's going to talk about, what it's going to show?
It's actually going to discuss the ordinance that went into effect January 1st here in the city of Niagara Falls, and it's meant to explain and dispel some rumors and talk about the rules and regulations of the program.
Looking at Niagara Falls compared to the city of Buffalo, Buffalo is in its second phase of 34 and more, a recycling campaign designed by the ad agency Block Club. And given the use of a commercial agency and ad space on billboards, bus stops, and more all across the city, it's pretty safe to say, I think, that their budget is quite a bit more than your budget of $100 for this project. So for a city of less than half the size, it seems like you might be getting quite a bit more bang for your buck with Totes My Goats. Do you think it will last? And is it and will it do what you hope for?
Well, you know, in anybody in PR and marketing, which is what my background is, as well as upcycling and recycling, you really hope that any of your campaigns are going to make a splash. And this, I mean, exceeded anything by any of our imaginations. So we're really proud of it, and we're really proud of the attention that we're getting. You know, what we hope is, of course, after all the initial silliness and shock, if you will, wears off, that this will still stick with the locals when we premiere that video, and there'll be something they'll refer to over and over again to answer some of the questions that they do have about the program.
When you got offered a budget of $100 to come out with, was it just for a character? Was it for the total initiative? Either way, what was your initial reaction?
Well, you know, it wasn't an offered budget. We do have a set advertising budget in our program, as well as, you know, many of the programs here in the city. And it's not much more than that. But being someone who is creative, and I do have a lot of talented friends who are just as passionate about Niagara Falls, who are willing to contribute bits and pieces of their talent to it, I didn't even want to come close to say I have a couple $100 advertising budget. I wanted to make sure that I could make an impact with as little as possible. Even if I had a $5,000 budget, I don't think I would have even considered spending, because most mascot costumes start at about $2,000. Those are those warm and fuzzies with the big heads. And, you know, I think that would have been a waste of money in this situation, because we don't have an unlimited budget any way you look at it. And we didn't need to spend that much.
So taking a look at the recycling program itself, first off, do you know what the reach is, customers, volume, basically your general numbers?
Well, we have about 45,000 trash and recycling carts out there in the city, and that's with businesses and residents. And so out of that, we have about 19,000 recycling carts. And, you know, as anyone is aware, it's really impossible to reach your whole market. And when you have so many homeowners and renters of varied ages and, you know, education levels, you try to put information out there in more than one way. So whether it be on the website, the video, a mailer, door-to-door, newspaper ads, you really try to get that message out there so most people can attain it.
Going towards the publicity side of these things, online totes is being referred to by a number of different phrases. Among them are terrifying, a demon creature. So looking to a demographic of children and taking this character into schools, have you heard anything from teachers and administrators? Are they looking forward to it? And are kids ready for totes to come visit them?
Well, you know, I mean, people have cried at Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and clowns. So we don't plan, it's hard for totes to get around. First of all, it's not a very easy to move around in outfit mask-wise. So what we would do is keep it more totes to the public events, such as festivals and things where Modern Corporation and us would table in conjunction to educate. In the schools, what we would like to bring is the video and possibly some promotional items such as stickers.
All right. Well, it sounds a little milder, certainly. Also, looking at the internet, totes got an imposter Twitter handle that I saw you clarified in one recent interview to make sure that people were looking at the right Twitter. Is an imposter Twitter handle a good thing for you, a bad thing for you?
You know, it's very, it just makes us feel good that people are paying attention enough to build an imposter off of something that we've created. And it's very flattering. We just want to make sure that our message is getting out there. Because, again, after all the fanfare and in all the initial attention that we're going to get, what we want to make sure is people are able to get to some place that they'll have that unified message coming from us at Public Works on what is really going on. You know, if there was an issue where garbage had to be moved a day back or, you know, whatever it may be, we want to make sure people can get that information. And they're certainly, you know, unfortunately not going to be able to get it from an imposter Twitter handle.
So also speaking of the actual information, the recycling rate for the city is reported to be up 19% in just a year. And I take it you're hoping that totes will continue that trend. But what are you attributing it to?
Well, of course, encouraging people, first of all, by rolling out these carts, pardon the pun, delivering them to their door. Now they had a 96-gallon opportunity to throw that recycling in there, whereas in the past, for about 20 years, there were these little tiny blue bins with no lid that were floating around the city as our opportunity to recycle. And in my own personal experiences, by the time I would get home, everything would be blown away, or the box itself would have taken off. So it was kind of discouraging. So when you see a 96-gallon opportunity to recycle right at your doorstep, it eases things up. It makes things a lot more attainable and right at your door. So I think that was huge in getting those out to the public. And, of course, educating. We've been doing a lot of door-to-door education on what exactly is and what is not recyclable. So once you take that fear of putting the wrong thing in there, people get excited, and they want to show you that they've recycled, and they want to talk about it.
Well, Brooke D'Angelo, coordinator of Niagara Falls Solid Waste Education and Enforcement Team and creator of Totes McGoats, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, and have a great weekend.